I love to buy a half a ham and bake it. Quite frequently we'll have the butcher cut off so many slices of mm-hmm. ham and then bake the rest of it, mm-hmm. fry the cuts that we have sliced up.
All right, varieties of lamb, perhaps?
Leg lamb is about the only type of lamb that we ever go for.
All right. What about varieties of poultry? Not ways to prepare them, but the different types, different sizes, maybe, of
chicken. I don't know of anything that my wife and two daughters love any more than they do chicken.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a small boy, my father decided he wanted to raise chickens.
Mm.
And we had a long, rainy season. And the chickens would not come out of the rain, and they would drown, and my father got disgusted. And he decided to get rid of the chickens. And this may not be a true story, but I think I had chicken too much in my younger days.
Uh-huh.
And I never did really care for chicken, although I have an aunt that never touched chicken or turkey.
Mm.
Or as she said, she never ate anything with feathers on it in her life.
Oh, really?
My mother's, my father's sister. But you want to know the different
cuts? Are the different sizes of chicken? Not the different cuts, but really the different types. For instance, if it were a very young, tender one that you might fry, would you call that a...
Well, we talk about a fryer, but...
Mm-hmm. What about a bigger one that you
would
might...
Would be a hen for roasting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any others?
And you're getting into turkeys.
All right. Let's see, you mentioned sausage in connection with the pork. Are there different types of sausage?
Well, you can buy mild sausage, hot sausage, different... you can buy sausage meat, or you can buy it in the skins. Several different ways that you can get sausage meat.
Mm-hmm. What do you call...
Smoked sausage, too, yeah.
Yeah. What do you call the sausage-like thing that you get in a bun at a ball game?
Hot dogs.
Would you use the word hot dog for just the whole thing, or would you also use it for the meat itself?
Well, the hot dog would be the whole thing.
Well, suppose you wanted to go and buy some of the meat itself.
You just buy a wiener.
Wiener, okay. And then what do you call the kind of sandwich that is on a long bun and has several kinds of meat and cheese and lettuce?
On a long bun.
Mm-hmm. I had one for lunch today. Out at the riverfront.
Where's my mom?
There are various terms for them. There are at least half a dozen very common terms. There are terms like Cuban sandwich or hero or hoagie.
Hero is what I was thinking about, yeah.
Would hero be the term you'd
That's
use?
The only one I can think of.
How about submarine?
Well, not yet. I haven't. There was only one place that I knew of in Savannah that sold submarine sandwiches, and he went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So
This place down on the riverfront calls it the Riverfront Sub.
Well, maybe they're reviving it.
Would you ever use poor boy?
I've heard that, yeah.
What?
Poor boy sandwich.
Mm-hmm. But which term would you be most likely to use?
I guess it'd be a choice between poor boy and submarine.
Okay. Let's see, how about... what is that you're drinking?
That is iced tea.
Oh, is that,
no, is that Coca-Cola? I'm not
sure. I don't know.
I believe it's Coca-Cola, yeah.
Okay. Now, what's the general name for that type of beverage, the carbonated beverage?
Well, it's called Coke.
Would you use Coke to mean any kind of carbonated beverage?
No. Cola.
Mm-hmm. So, when you say Coke, you just mean Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Okay. What if it were a carbonated grape, or if it were ginger ale, or Sprite, or something of that line? If you were describing all these drinks, what would you use?
It'd just be a carbonated drink, wouldn't it?
Okay. Would you ever say soft drink or soda or pop?
Well, soft drink, yes. Soda pop, yeah. I haven't used that in a long time.
What would you be most...
Soft drink, probably.
All right. But soda pop was used here?
Yes. Now, at one time, when I was a boy, and that was many years ago,